This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, this is Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading summaries of articles on functional neurosurgery and vascular disorders published by the Journal of Neurosurgery on July 11th, 2014. Trigeminal neuralgia caused by a trigeminocerebellar artery. A case report by Kenichi Amagasaki and colleagues. The trigeminocerebellar artery has been reported as a unique branch of the basilar artery, supplying both the trigeminal nerve root and the cerebellar hemisphere, as identified in cadaver dissections. Even though it was suggested that the artery could cause trigeminal neuralgia, there had been no report of a treated case. The author's report on a 31-year-old woman who presented with typical right trigeminal neuralgia, manifesting as pain uncontrollable with medical treatment. The preoperative radiological studies demonstrated an independent artery directly branching from the upper part of the basilar artery and almost encircling the right trigeminal nerve. This artery was considered to be the offending vessel. Since the artery was not the supracerebellar artery or the anterior cerebellar artery, the pontine artery or a branch could have also been a candidate. However, intraoperative observation suggested that the artery supplied both the trigeminal nerve and the cerebellum. The artery was successfully decompressed surgically, and the patient's neuralgia was fully resolved postoperatively. Based on the preoperative and intraoperative findings, the authors concluded the trigeminocerebellar artery was the correct identification for the offending artery. They note that this variant is important for better understanding of the vasculature of the trigeminal nerve root. Bleeding propensity of cavernous malformations, impact of tight junction alterations on the occurrence of overt hematoma. A laboratory investigation by Dejan Yakimovsky and co-authors. The authors report on an initial study demonstrating two possible subsets of cavernous malformations with different bleeding propensity. Among the cell structures implicated in cavernous malformation hemorrhage are altered endothelial tight junctions. Within cavernoma vessel walls, tight junction expression within the cavernoma vessel walls is mostly absent, which supposedly causes increased perilesional oozing of blood. However, in a subset of cavernomas, foci of preserved tight junction staining are observed. The clinical relevance of this finding is not known. The authors hypothesize that this focal tight junction expression induces higher lesion stability, less bleeding tendency, and consequently, a less aggressive clinical presentation. The study found that cavernomas with focally preserved tight junction staining had significantly less propensity to develop frank, overt hematomas. This is a novel observation and points to a possible novel hemorrhage predictor. This lesion subset had also less frequent perilesional edema and smaller size. The authors speculate that the observed difference might explain different bleeding propensity in cavernous malformations, although no significant association with clinical presentation was identified in this study. Thank you for listening. The JNS mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.